This is an interview with A.E. Minville Jr., better known as Toots, who has been a structural engineer and surveyor for many years. Toots has owned his own business firm since 1948. He has been a member of the Outrigger Canoe Club since 1917. This interview is being conducted on February 23, 1979, at the home of Ken Pratt, 4817 Aukai Avenue, representing the Outrigger Canoe Club Oral History Committee. Toots, before we get into your early days at the Outrigger Club, could you tell me something about yourself?
Well, Ken, I was born in Ola, Hawaii, 1903. And when I was 3 or 4 years old, folks, we went back to New York, stayed there for a couple of years. But then the cold, wet winter up there, the doctor suggested we get out of there and get back to a warm climate. So we came back to Hawaii, and we've been living in Honolulu ever since. So this has been home to me. Of course, I've been traveling around about quite a bit, but this is home to me.
Yeah, that's great, Toots. Now, in 1959, the first canoe racing competition started between the West Coast teams and Hawaiian teams. Could you tell us something about this, Toots?
Well, one thing always leads to another, you might say. And having started the Molokai to Oahu canoe race back in 1952, the next idea thought I had in mind was to see if we can't get the people in Southern California interested in some similar event, which would be fine to get the kids up there started in canoe paddling. So I wrote to Tommy Zahn, who had been down here previous to that time and who had paddled from Molokai to Oahu on a surfboard 1 year when we had the canoe race. I wrote to Tommy and I asked Tommy what he thought of the idea of trying to get the people, the kids up there interested in a race, canoe race from Catalina Island over to the mainland. He wrote back immediately and said, yes, it's a fine idea, but you got to get the right people interested. So he got some people up there interested, and Mr. Ira Dowd of the Newport Dunes, he brought up the subject and said that they would sponsor the first race. I tried to get the Outrigger Club interested on the event with the idea that the club would get credit for starting such an event, but I couldn't get the directors to back me up. So we went on our own, and we started the first year in 59 with two or three canoes in the race up there.
Yeah, let's see now. Our team from Hawaii was made up of what kind of a group?
Well, we were made up of boys that were available who could make the trip and go. It's not very easy to get a definite or set crew or set club to go because some of them cannot get away from work, some of them perhaps cannot get away from school and so forth. And so the first year we took a sort of a pickup crew. One boy was from Kona, one boy was from Molokai, and we tried to get one fellow from Hilo. The general idea was that if we started the races up there, the thought is that we'd get those people interested to come to Hawaii also. And we weren't too particularly careful about winning the race. We wanted to win a lot of new friends. And I thought that, well, the team that went from Hawaii could be selected by a committee to represent Hawaii. Not with the idea of sending the best team to win each and every year, no. It was a case of giving the kids a chance to go to California and the California boys to come to Hawaii. And that way we win a lot of new friends, and really that's more important than winning a race.
Yeah, that's right. Now, the mainland competition, were these just Newport boys or West Coast?
Boys from Newport, Balboa area.
Oh, I see.
And I told the boys up there, I said, in the beginning, it's quite natural that we should win. I said, you know the old expression, some kids are born with a silver spoon in their mouths. Well, we in Hawaii probably born with a paddle in our hands. I said, but I told the boys up there, I said, if you folks take to this sport, type of sport, you stick with it, like it, keep it up, I said, the day will come when you will win too. And so the result is that they have actually won several times. They have actually beaten us, which makes it interesting from all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Now, have we sent teams to the mainland since this time?
Yes, we've sent teams to the mainland off and on, but not every year. because of the old financial restraint, and we never had the money to finance it to do it.
But actually, in the Molokai race, teams from the mainland have been coming almost every year.
Yes,
right?
They have been coming just about every year, I believe, until they finally won last year.
Yeah, well, that's great. Now, Toots, to get away from canoe racing just for a moment here. Now, in 1952, the Castle Swim was renewed again as a club event at Thanksgiving time. Could you tell us something about the earlier races? I know you won several of those years ago, but I've forgotten just when that was.
The first Castle long distance race, I believe, was in 1917. Of course, at that time, I was just a boy, and I really didn't feel that I was up to swimming in such an event. But I remember Duke and Stubby Kruger swam, and I believe Stubby Kruger won the race. Then they had races every Thanksgiving day after that. I remember one year I came third, the next year I came second. Creeping up the ladder, I finally won it. I won it. I was lucky and fortunate enough to win it four times, I think, 1924. When I beat Gay Harris, in 1925, he turned around and he beat me. And then I won it several years after that again.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Can you call any outstanding teams that the Outrigger Canoe Club has produced, or is this a little too difficult? Over the years, it's pretty hard to remember that detail.
Well, in 1921, I remember the Yale University swimming team came down here, and there was some swimming races regarding hell. And of course, that year, it was just the first year that the swimming pool up the old university was open. And we didn't have the natatorium, and the places where we had the old races were down in the harbor between the wharves. The first set of races was up at the university tank. The final race was a 200-yard relay race between the Yale University team and the Outrigger team. When Duke swam the final number fourth man, he had a little slow start. He was behind, but he caught up to the other fellow by the name of Binney and passed him and won the race. Then a week or so after that, we had the race regatta down at the harbor. And there again, the relay or final race was a 600-yard man, each swimming 100 yards. It was quite interesting because the first and second men team of the Outrigger, Bell Harris and Gay Harris, they gained a lead. The third man on the Outrigger team, I don't remember who it was, wasn't one of our best swimmers at all. We were sort of short of swimmers. We had to take the best we could of the Outrigger members. So in the third man, we lost the lead. I swam fourth, and I was lucky to gain the lead. The man that swam fifth lost the lead, and finally Duke, swimming last, he had a slow start behind, and he passed the man again. So it was interesting in that respect. That was the swimming team. Now, of course, Rodrigo also had the championship football team in 1920 in the senior league here. And through the years, the Rodrigo also had volleyball teams.
Toots, can I interrupt just a second here? You mentioned a championship football team in 1920. Can you recall some of the names? For instance, would Atherton Gilman be one of the fellows?
No, I don't think Atherton Gilman was on the team that year. Doc Withington, Paul Withington, was the captain of that year. And the picture, the club there doesn't show Gilman on the team. I don't believe he played on the Outrigger team that year. Maybe wrong, mistaken. I believe so.
Okay. Now, you've been a member for about half a century. Could you give me some names of individuals, not necessarily members, who contributed to the club's development?
Well, since 1917, when I first joined the club, the few that are very instrumental in bringing up the club to importance and notoriety and all that, of course, was old Dad Sunder. And old Dad Sunder spent many, many hours on his own Never got any, you might say, financial remuneration, but those are the days when we thought in terms of athletic amateur sport. And Dad was a captain and a coach of the team for many, many years. I owe a great deal to Dad because he showed interest in me and he took me in and helped me out. I remember we had three big canoes at the club in the old days, sailing canoes. And I remember when number three canoe was sent out with the sail on, he told me to go out and steer that boat. I was only a kid of about 15 at that time, 16, but he put me in charge, let me steer the canoe. And of all the years that I've been a member of the club there, I remember the old days when we were junior members, the dues was 50 cents a month. That was a terrific amount. Well, that hardly paid for the water that we used in our cold showers at that time. Plus, using the club facilities like in the old kitchen, the canoes and all that, I certainly feel greatly indebted to the club all these years.
Well, you've paid them back many times over with your contribution to the canoe competition. Do you recall Alexander Hume Ford? Was he around the club a lot in the early...
Well, Alexander Hume Ford was the one that recognized the originator of the Outrigger Club. Oh, yes, yes. He, in the early 1920s, he used to be around the club quite often. Oh, yes, he was the one that started the Outrigger Club. And we all owe him a great deal of gratitude.
Did you know Walter McFarlane fairly well? He did quite a bit in the late 30s, 38.
Oh, sure.
Do you remember any of
yes,
that background?
Walter Mack was very much interested in the club and did a great deal for the club, to the extent that the July 4th canoe races have been named in his honor. He had a time then when the club was really down in the dumps, as they say. He managed to pull the club together and pull it out, keep it going.
So it's in 1952, the Outrigger Board approved entry of the Outrigger Canoe Club team in the Molokai Oahu Canoe Race. Were you involved in this decision?
Well, you know, I originally broached the idea of having such a race even before the war. I tried to get the George Cook on Molokai interested in it because it was starting from Molokai, but couldn't get very far with them. I tried to get the Outrigger Club to back me up so that the club would get credit for starting such an event. The first year we had three canoes in the race, the Outrigger Club was not involved in any way handling the race, starting the race, or even having representation. And it wasn't until a year or two after that that the club finally did allow a team to go in. You know, the amazing thing is this, that the directors thought it was a dangerous event. I said, yes, I said, it's just about dangerous to be alive today. I said, no telling when you're going to get bumped off, even crossing the street. So that was it.
Very good. So it finally got off to a start in around 52. That's great.
Toots, do you remember the old Hana Kioki canoe?
Could you give us some of the history?
Well, I don't know a great deal about the canoe other than it was sent up to Seattle in 1909, I think, when they had the World's Fair up there. I guess it was sent up for a matter of publicity and advertising to Hawaii. The canoe, the Hana Kioki, used to belong to a Dr. Wall, a dentist in town. And it was kept at the old Outrigger Club for many, many years. It was low and shallow in depth, but quite wide in the number five seat, especially. And originally it was very thick and heavy. Eventually, the Outrigger Club obtained the canoe and kept it at the club for many years. Back in 1917, 18 and or so, Dad Sunday used to get the bunch of kids at the club on Sunday afternoons, and we used to paddle two or three big canoes like that down to Fort DeRussy Pool and do our training down there on a Sunday afternoon. The canoe was used in another race down at the harbor, somewhere around 1923 or 24. But that particular canoe was so heavy, we put seven men in it against six in the other two canoes. And the other two canoes, one was the White Horse, which was paddled by the Hunalu boys, and Tough Bill was the stroke on that. The A'a, which had belonged to Prince Kuhio,